This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, I thought it'd be great to catch up with Emma Mullings, who was our morning show host last year before she went off to have baby number three. And great to catch up with you, Em. How are you doing?
I'm really well. I'm sleep deprived, but I'm well.
Tell us about baby Israel.
So she's a big girl.
Yeah.
She was 4.2 kilo, 9 pounds 3 for the old school.
That's big. I had a 4 kilogram one and that was big, but yeah.
Yeah, so that was a bit of a surprise, but she's really well and really healthy, and her name is Israel Charlotte Hope. She has two middle names.
Oh, beautiful. Why were you naming your child after your employer, Emma?
I know, right? I honestly know. I've had so many people say that to me. Oh, Hope 1032. I promise you it's a coincidence. I've always wanted to give our next little girl the middle name Hope, if we ever had one.
I thought it was a good way of guaranteeing your job security, Em.
I promise you, no. It's such a powerful word.
Just kidding. Do you know we always wanted to call our daughter Sky and we couldn't because my husband was working at Sky News, so. Yeah.
Aww.
But we slipped it in with a third one, Bronte Sky, so there you go. Hey,
there you go.
How on earth did you survive that heat wave with a baby? That must have been shocking.
I know. Yeah, we don't have any air conditioning. We just close all the doors and we have a million fans. Like, we literally have like six fans in our little two-bedroom place. Every single person has their own personal fan. And ice packs and cold spray water bottles, like old school style, like
yeah.
When I was a kid growing up in Queensland. Yeah, we got through it.
Did she manage to sleep okay, poor little thing? She must have been waking up drenched in sweat.
She was okay. She's actually a pretty good sleeper, so I'm lucky.
Oh, yay.
But she also has, well, she had two fans on her, actually. Yeah, she had two fans, like one on each end. So she was well fanned, put it that way.
Oh, good. All right. And you have to just tell us lastly, how are big sister and big brother loving the little one?
Oh, my goodness. They are totally besotted. They're 6 and 7, so it's such a good age. But especially big sister, Hosanna, she's 7. She had asked for a baby sister for Christmas the last 3 years in a row. So when she first read it on her Christmas list, I never thought it would actually happen, but here she is. But she's actually so helpful. She even changes nappies, and, you know, I don't have any family here and neither does my husband, so I'm actually really grateful for her. She's my helper.
That's awesome. What an angel. That is so cool. My biggest one was really helpful when I had my baby Bronte, but it didn't quite extend to changing nappies, or at least not usually. But great to have another set of arms, though. Hold the baby while I cook dinner. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, well, so glad to hear it's going well, Emma. What do you think's been the biggest blessing this time round?
I think, honestly, because our last two were 14 months apart, I was so busy, and as I mentioned, we don't have any family around, and so I was kind of in survival mode. But this one, just having, you know, just one baby and the other two are pretty self-sufficient, obviously she's only, 2 weeks old today, but I've just been able to enjoy her a bit more, and yeah, it's been really nice, actually.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you actually know what you're doing third time round, don't you? You feel a bit more confident.
Exactly, that as well. Like with some of the breastfeeding things, like I kind of know how to troubleshoot them now and it's not so stressful. So, yeah, it's good.
That is good. Well, I hope you get some cool weather to make it just a little bit more relaxing for you, Emma.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, listen, great to hear from you. Well done, you. Congratulations. We're all thinking of you. And, love to the whole family, and congratulations on such a special and happy occasion.
Thank you so much.
That's Emma Mullings, our morning announcer from last year. She's had her third baby, Israel Charlotte Hope.